The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M. Triple M's Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt and Australia's most widely heard entertainment reporter, Peter Ford.
Good morning, Fordy.
Oh, g'day. How are you?
How about what's happened to Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister's website? He had his own domain name, scottmorrison.com.au. He let it lapse and someone's taken it over and they've put this on it.
Oh, jeez.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me.
Oh, God.
Don't you love it, though, that there's someone out there just thinking like that? And they must have rubbed their hands together when they got hold of it.
Yeah, like how did it even occur to them that it was free and they could grab it? And I guess it could be worse. They could have put porn up there or something.
Yes,
like
true.
That.
Well, there's plenty of time.
You I think know that's what I love about it. It's just a little bit cheeky.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Now, 40, the footy show, obviously the NRL show has got axed. Where are we at with the AFL footy show? I know it's lingering on to the end of the footy season. We're just about past it.
Yeah, it's crazy how it's going on for so long, because this week Channel 9 had their launch for all their new shows for next year. Now, initially when they put out the press release, there was no mention of the AFL footy show. So everybody just thought, oh yeah, that means it's definitely gone. But then when people rang to get confirmation, has the footy show gone, they said, oh, no, we're putting out a new press release. So they put out a new press release saying the footy show is coming back next year,
okay. But
they didn't specify who would be on it. There was no mention at all of Eddie or of Sam. So it looks to me as if they don't really know what they're doing, quite frankly.
And Karl Stefanovic, they were saying that he was gone and now he's back for next year, is that correct?
Well, no, I think the people have interpreted that wrongly. If you actually read what they said in the press release, and a lot of these people don't bother to read anything, it was very cryptically worded, and they did not specify that he's coming back next year. They said he's hosting the show this year, but they didn't say he's back next year. So I don't think they quite know what they're doing.
That's been a bit of a hatchet job on him, I reckon. Okay, let's move on to something that's got not one hatchet looking at it, Harry and Meghan in Australia. There's so much royal stuff at the moment, I'm turning into a royal watcher.
I know. Well, I tell you what, the Republicans must hate it, because it's just like we're given this renewed interest and love of the royal family. And, you know, Harry and Meghan play it so well. You know, they haven't put a foot wrong and everything's been staged so beautifully, whether it's the old lady in the wheelchair or the special needs boy at the end of the line. I mean, and they've just done it all so, so well. And, you know, because they do report cards back in England and they present them to the Queen of how everything's gone. And they would be getting A-pluses for everything at the moment.
And
even turning up with the banana bread, which I don't think I really believe, but nonetheless, it's still a very cute story.
And the Jeffrey Rush case starts Monday. How do you see that unfolding for
you? Well, that's going to be very fascinating because it starts 10:15 on Monday morning. It's going to be a massive media interest in it. They put out the details yesterday for the media, where we can be, what we can do, all that stuff. And there's going to be a media room, the ABC providing the pool coverage, because this is the first case really anywhere in the world of a big name celebrity in the light of the Me Too movement. Now, bearing in mind, of course, this is a defamation case. This is not anything that Jeffrey Rush has done wrong. He's not on trial, but it's in the light of the Me Too movement where somebody's been publicly named and shamed and their careers have ended.
How do you think he'll go?
I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win.
It's going to be an interesting one. You're always a winner for us, and we'd love for you to keep winning on Monday. We'll see you then.
Have a good weekend.
The Dave Noonan Show.